Well, I do want to thank Reverend Porter for the kind words of welcome here tonight to Enniskillen. It has been a few number of years since I've been here. It's hard to believe it was 4 years ago since I was last here. It only seems like a couple of years ago at the most since I was last here. But it's lovely to be here with you tonight and to be able to come and to share with you the work we've been doing amongst our boys and girls here in Northern Ireland, especially over the last couple of years, and the work that we've been doing with FPC Kids. So I do hope tonight that you will be encouraged as you see what we have been doing, and be encouraged to know that the Lord has been working amongst our boys and girls. The Lord has been saving our boys and girls. Even in the midst of a global pandemic, the Lord was still working. So I do hope tonight you will be encouraged, and even be encouraged to continue to pray for your own children that come to this church and your own children around this area, and pray for them that the Lord will save them and that he will bring them onto himself. But I would ask you tonight, first of all, and to turn to your Bibles, to the book of Psalms. And we're going to read Psalm 48 together. Psalm 48, and then after we finish reading this psalm, we'll go through just three presentations that I have with me tonight, and then just very briefly at the end, come and look at this psalm and see what we can learn from it. So Psalm 48, and we'll read all of this psalm together, 14 verses of this psalm. Psalm 48. The title of this psalm is a song and psalm for the sons of Korah. Verse 1, we read, "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For, though the kings were assembled, they passed by together. They saw it, and so they marvelled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain, as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad, because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God for ever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death." We'll end our reading there at the end of verse 14 of that psalm. I do want to begin tonight by saying thank you for your continued support for the children's work throughout the past couple of years or so. And we do want to say thank you to our church family as a whole for your prayers for our boys and girls and for the work that we have been doing amongst our boys and girls. And I am grateful to be here tonight to be able to share with you a report on the work that has been done over the past couple of years, and to really bring you right up to date with where the work is at the minute. And again, just to encourage you that your prayers for the boys and girls and for this work have been answered. And we really do appreciate your prayers for the boys and girls, and that is, your prayers are what drives the work forward for the Lord. It has to be said that the past 2 years or so, with the work among the boys and girls, the past 2 years have been strange and difficult at times, but also a really blessed time where we did see the Lord's work among our boys and girls going forward, perhaps not in the ways or means that we thought it would go forward, but forward nonetheless. And surely, if we have been taught anything over the past few years, is that truth there we read in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." And it does have to be said that the Lord's thoughts and ways did not only push me, but also Robert McConnell and Joyce Walsh, the other two children's workers here in Northern Ireland. It pushed us out of our comfort zone, and I think I can safely say that we all did at times feel a little bit out of our depth. But it is good at times to be pushed out of your comfort zones, and the Lord has truly showed us that he can do a great work, whatever the circumstances may be. Now, I would like you to cast your minds back to March of 2020. I know a lot of us would like to just erase that whole period from our minds, but March of 2020 saw us as children's workers and many other people who work with boys and girls and ministers and everything, and those types of people, saw us coming up with brand new ways of reaching boys and girls with the gospel because of the pandemic. churches. If you remember, churches were closed and kids weren't able to go to Sunday school, weren't able to go to children's meetings. We ourselves couldn't go into schools. We couldn't go to children's meetings, Sunday schools either. And so we couldn't do our ministry the normal way that we usually did. And so we were asked by our mission board to form an online ministry for the boys and girls, which we did end up doing, called FPC Kids. So I began working full time with our mission board here in Northern Ireland in March of 2019. And that first year was kind of, I did the typical things you might think of when you think of a children's worker. I was going into schools and going into churches and doing all these different types of meetings. But I didn't really think, I suppose none of us really thought, that a year into my work here in Northern Ireland that things would drastically change. And it was March of 2020 that things did. Everything did change. And I do remember there was a week really at the beginning of March where every day we were getting phone calls from teachers, from principals, from ministers saying, listen, we're very sorry, but we're going to have to cancel that booking that we had for you. And my diary went from being pretty full at that point up to summer of 2020, being pretty full to literally having nothing in it for a few months. However, I kind of thought, well, that's that. Not really much we can do about it. And I kind of thought to myself, like a lot of us, that this would have blown over in no time. We'd be getting back to normal in no time at all. And I live on a farm. My dad's a dairy farmer. And I thought to myself, well, I'll go help him. I'll go out and help him in the farm for a few months, keep him happy, give me something to do, and sure, we'll get through it, and in no time we'll be back to normal. So this was all the thoughts that's going through my head. And it was really something that was out of our control. We couldn't really do anything about it. However, just a few days after all these things were going through my head, I got a phone call from Alistair Hamilton, who is our treasurer of our mission board. And basically, he said in that phone call that the mission board did want us as children's workers to come together and to form, like I said, some sort of online ministry for the boys and girls. There wasn't really anything very specifically for the kids at that point, so that's what they wanted, something very specific for the boys and girls to be able to watch. And so on the 20th of March of 2020, myself and Robert and Joyce and Alistair, and also along with it and the team, was brought Alistair's daughter, Catherine Keane. She does a lot of videoing and editing for the mission board. She was brought along with Glenn Hamilton as well. So we had our team and we all came together and we decided that we would do some sort of online ministry for the boys and girls called FPC Kids. And we decided that we would use the platforms of Facebook and YouTube as the places where we would put up these videos for the kids to be able to watch. And so most people nowadays have either Facebook, or most people can get onto YouTube. And so we decided that we would use these two platforms to show these videos that we were going to plan to do. And we discussed a lot about what sort of videos we would do, what kind of format these videos would take, and we thought, oh, should we just do a wee Bible story or a Bible lesson, or should we try to do a full meeting? And we decided that we would try to do a full meeting, to try to make it as much like a children's meeting as possible for the boys and girls to watch, to give them a little bit of normality in the midst of all that was going on in the world, something for them to watch, something for them to enjoy. And so we came up with two different types of meetings, and the two different types of meetings we came up with were our Bible corners and our wee words. You can tell there's a few of us in the team from Ballymena with our wee words. We love using the word wee at home. So that kind of crept in there. So we had our Bible corners and our wee words. And our Bible corners were those slightly longer meetings, much like a children's meeting. And in those meetings, we had choruses, we had our memory verse, and then our Bible story. And these meetings went out on a Friday night to act like a children's meeting, and then a Sunday morning to act like a Sunday school. And in our wee words, they were slightly shorter, maybe only about 5 or 10 minutes long, a little bit less formal than our Bible corners, and a wee bit more perhaps for kids who are already saved, helping them along a devotional type sort of meeting or message for them to be able to listen to. And so this is what we came up with, these two different types of meetings, and we decided that we would try to get them out as soon as possible. So on the 20th of March, that was a Friday, 20th of March, we all came up with this idea, and time really was of the essence. We wanted the first video out on the 27th of March, so just a week later. But we were pretty confident that we were going to be able to do it. We Cumber Church have very kindly said that we could go and use their facilities down there. And so we were all going to go to Cumber. Catherine was going to come along, record us. She was going to get everything sorted, and the video would be done in no time. And we'd have it all out by the next Friday. However, as that wee verse told us earlier, God's plans are not always our plans. And the very next day, or a couple of days after we had all this planned, we were put into total lockdown, and we were told very firmly to stay at home. And so plan A went out the window, and plan B came into force. And plan B was that we were to we knew all our options. We had to record ourselves in our own homes. And so for some reason, they picked me to be the first person to do the first video. I don't know why they chose me, but I will never, ever forget that week. It was one of the most stressful weeks I've lived through so far. It was hard. I had never done anything like this before. I know about technology a little bit, but I don't know everything, and I had no idea. And I think a lot of others, ministers and Robert and all, everyone kind of felt like that. We didn't really know what we were doing. And it was hard. Those first few months where we had to record at home were difficult. And it's just these simple things, like you thought you pressed record and you hadn't, and you'd done the whole meeting and then it hadn't recorded, and you made a mistake, which in a normal meeting you just would have to keep going, but for some reason you don't want to make a mistake when it's going to be there forever. And so all these wee thoughts were going through your head. So those first few months, I know myself and Robert did find it hard recording ourselves at home. However, the Lord did give help, and we were able to get that first video out on the 27th of March of 2020. And to be honest, we didn't really know how these videos were going to go down and whether kids were going to want to watch them and sing along with the choruses and do the actions and do the memory verses and listen to the stories through a computer screen in their own homes. That was something very new. Of course, now, during the pandemic, it became more normal for them to do that. But back in March of 2020, this is very new. And we just didn't know if kids were going to want to watch these videos. And so I remember the first meeting going out, and we were all a bit nervous, wondering how it was going to go. But we were blown away by the response that we got from that first video that went out. And even just the messages that we got from people, really encouraging messages. And at a time when everyone felt very far apart from each other, it was a time really where you felt close to one another as a church family. And just getting those wee messages and the support that we received for each one of the videos that went out and that kids wanted to watch and parents wanted their kids to watch and families spent the time to watch the videos. And we do want to thank you for that and thank our church family. Like I said before, thank you for supporting this work and for continuing to watch these videos. But most of all, I want to say thank you to the Lord for how he did use these videos. And even each video that went out, the Lord used them to speak to boys and girls. And we did hear children coming and being saved through these videos. For the 2 or so years that we put these videos out, we did hear children coming and being saved. And even from that first video that went out on the 27th of March, we heard of a little girl coming and asking the Lord to be her saviour. And that was like a real seal of approval in the Lord and what we were doing. And it was wonderful to even know that the Lord could still use us, and he could use us even in the midst of a global pandemic. He could still use us. He could do wonderful things, and he can do wonderful things among our boys and girls. We do want to thank the Lord for that and for how he did use these videos. So here's what we look like. If you haven't seen any of our videos before, here's what we look like up on the screen. There's myself and Robert and Joyce. We're very bright, very colourful, of course, wanting the boys and girls to watch in. And these are our Bible corners. So what our Bible corners look like. And we started off, like I said, with two of these each week. Then just as things gradually lifted, restrictions gradually lifted, and meetings were started back again, we kind of reduced these meetings to one per week. And then just it kind of naturally, the meetings kind of, we weren't really needed anymore because Sunday schools had started up again and children's meetings had started up again. But they're all still there for people to go on and to watch. So we'd started off, I'm not entirely sure how many of these we did, but we've been reviewing a very few of these meetings, our Bible corners. And then these are what we look like for our wee words. So like I said, these are slightly different than our Bible corners, a wee bit less formal, slightly more devotional type. And we could do a few wee different things with our wee words. Robert, he has a vintage car, a classic car, some sort of car anyway. He has one of these cars, and he went out in these cars, and he was up the Mourne Mountains a week as well. Like I said, I live on a farm, and so I was able to do a little series out with the farm animals, with the cows. And that was interesting, trying to film that with 100 odd cows around you. But the Lord did give help, and we went down very well. And just something a bit different for the kids to be able to watch. Like I said, only 5 or 10 minutes, but something really for them to help them, especially grow with the Lord and to know more about how to be a young Christian and even help them in their walk with the Lord. And like I said, these went down well. I heard one man asked his daughter what her favourite Bible story was. She said, the one with the cows, and that's what she's talking about, and she and their cod and meditating on the Word of God. So these were our wee words that we did as well. We also put out worksheets every week for the kids to be able to fill out. And these worksheets had just a few activities for the stories that they had just listened to in their Bible corners. And there was a real core group of kids who did these every single week. And we were able then to print these off, or we were able to take pictures and put them up on our Facebook page for people to be able to see. We want to thank those parents and those children who did these worksheets, and even just to help them to remember what they had learned in the lesson that they had just listened to. So thinking back to summer of 2020, I was fully booked up for summer of 2020 for Holiday Bible Club, and as was Robert and Joyce and many others as well. And we were all praying and hoping that by summer of 2020 we would have been able to have those Holiday Bible Clubs in person and have the kids with us. However, that was not the Lord's will at the time, and all of those Bible clubs were cancelled. And a lot of ministers came to us and children's workers came to us and said, well, is FPC Kids going to do anything? So we quickly realised that we maybe really did need to do something. So we decided that we would do some sort of Holiday Bible Club during the summer for the kids to be able to watch. And we ended up doing 5 of these Holiday Bible Clubs. We did 2 in summer of 2020. We did 1 in winter 2020, 1 in Easter 2021, and we also had another one last summer. So 5 of these Holiday Bible Clubs. And for me personally, these really were the highlight, really, of the online ministry that we did. And these went down so well, and the Lord really did use these Holiday Bible Clubs to speak to children about their need of a Saviour. And we want to thank the Lord again for that. And for these Holiday Bible Clubs, we tried to make them as much like a Holiday Bible Club as possible. So they were from Monday to Friday. Every morning they were maybe about 40, 50 minutes long. We had a theme for each week. We did Kings and Queens. We did Joseph. We did the Easter story. We did the Christmas story. Different types of things, different things for each week. We had crafts. We had quizzes. And we had a mystery story as well for each one of the weeks. And so just something a bit different, again, for the kids to be able to watch. So that's just some of the wee flyers that we did for our Holiday Bible Clubs, our Easter one, our winter one, and our summer one as well. And the great thing about these Holiday Bible Clubs was that churches were able to get involved. And some churches came to us and said, listen, you know, it would be great if we had something that we could physically go out and to give to children in their area, children around their church, to even encourage them to watch in to these meetings. Because if they weren't coming to church, if they weren't within kind of the church circles, they maybe wouldn't have heard that these meetings were online. So we were able to do up packs to send out, for churches to send out to their children, to really use as a form of outreach amongst the children in their local areas. And these packs included just a wee personalised invitation, and then along with the worksheets for the week, the craft book for the week, and some churches even sent out the craft supplies as well for the whole week. So we want to thank those churches who did get involved. There's about 25 or so of our churches who got involved over those Holiday Bible Clubs. We want to thank them for their interest and even their encouragement, even in supporting these Holiday Bible Clubs. And so eventually we were able to go to Cumber. Eventually we were able to go in to record, which was a big weight off everybody's shoulders. And some people kind of asked, well, what did you look like when you recorded? What was the setup like? And it's not really very exciting, to be honest. We very simply stood in front of a green screen. Catherine came along with her camera. She recorded us. And we very much hoped that what came up on the screen beside us would match with what we were saying come the final video. So we didn't actually know what was going to be beside us. We couldn't see anything. Catherine, she did all of that in her editing. And so we just hoped that everything was going to match up, which it always did. And a lot of credit has to go to Catherine. She did a lot of work behind the scenes that nobody really knows about. And she gave up a lot of time and effort and kept us, made sure we were doing things right too. We want to thank her for the work that she did and her time she gave to the Lord. And so that's basically what we're like, standing in front of a green screen and you're talking dead straight into a camera, which is strange as well. Because you don't have children in front of you. Instead, you had Robert and Joyce sitting in front of you, which was a bit nerve-wracking at times as well. And you aren't holding anything, and usually you do have something there, a picture or a slide beside you, something to help you. But no, you're just looking dead straight into a camera. And I tend to walk about a wee bit when I do children's meetings, but no, you had to stand dead straight. You couldn't swear and like that there. So it was hard at the beginning to get used to that, but the Lord did give us help, and we finally did get used to it. And it was funny then going back to doing children's meetings. It was a bit strange to have children in front of you again. But yes, we got used to the doing it with the camera. And we had different setups for different things that we did. So if we had a quiz or if we were doing something a bit different, we didn't usually have the green screen. And then for some of our holiday Bible clubs, we went outside. Again, just something a bit different for the kids to be able to watch. And then, of course, for our Christmas one, we had to have a few Christmas trees up behind just to make it extra Christmassy. So these holiday Bible clubs, we managed to record all 5 days in one day, which we couldn't quite believe. It was hard. It was tough going. But you're talking 9 o'clock in the morning, recording right through to about 6 o'clock at night. And I'd love to see the blooper reel. Honestly, I would to see all the mistakes that we made. But it was actually quite nice to be able to work with Robert and Joyce, because our work is kind of naturally not a lonely work, but you're doing a lot of things by yourself. You're traveling by yourself. You're doing meetings by yourself. And it is nice that it was nice to be able to work with Robert and Joyce and to get to know them better and even feel more comfortable with them, even to be able to ask them things and to talk things over with them. So that was nice. That was a real positive side of the whole experience, being able to work with Robert and Joyce and get to know them even a little bit better. So we did a wee video up for each one of our holiday Bible clubs, a wee promo video. And I have this one here. It's from our Easter one. So if you haven't seen any of our videos before, hopefully this will give you a little taste of what we are like, and maybe even encourage you to go and watch some of them. So hopefully it's going to work for me. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of a flavour about what we're like. Some people have told me we're quite like CBeebies. We're quite bright and colourful, obviously wanting the kids to watch in. And if you do want to feel like a kid again for 20 to 25 minutes, I would encourage you to go watch some of our videos and sing along with the choruses and all those different types of things. So that is what our videos were like. And again, for these holiday Bible clubs, we didn't really know if kids were going to want to watch in, especially it was a week during the holidays. And as every morning, the meetings were 40, 50 minutes long. And we weren't sure if children were going to watch in or how many children were going to watch in. But we were blown away by the amount of children who watched in each one of those mornings and each one of those holiday Bible clubs. And we were actually able to see it because we ran a wee competition. So for the whole week, we had best worksheet and best craft. So every day, the kids would send us back their photos. And then we were going to pick, very randomly, a best craft and a best worksheet. And we originally had just the two prizes up for grabs. They were Amazon vouchers. And we were like, well, hopefully we'll get enough pictures back so we can actually give out the worksheets. And I remember the first day of the very first one that we did, and I was sitting at night going through the photos on Facebook, and I was like, this can't be right. There has to be something wrong here. I was scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and there were 250-odd pictures sent back of crafts, and then 250 pictures all sent back of worksheets. And that was the same every day. And we had to up the prizes to 10 prizes because we had so many kids sent back so many of their pictures, which is a good problem to have. But we just couldn't believe it, the amount of children who were watching in and who were doing the worksheets, who were doing the crafts, and who had to really watch in to see what to do with the crafts and worksheets as well. So they were watching, and we just got some of the photos that were sent back to us, and just seeing their wee faces and their smiles does make all the hard work worth it, and just seeing how much they enjoyed doing the things as well. And this is a lava lamp, by the way, in case you're trying to figure out what that is. That is a lava lamp. We did about the oil, the cruise of oil. I think it was a cruise of oil, not running out. So that's we did a lava lamp for one of our crafts. And it does, just seeing them and just how they enjoyed doing these crafts and hopefully enjoyed watching into the videos as well hopefully it does make all that hard work worth it. And we are so thankful to the children. We're so thankful that they wanted to watch in and that they enjoyed watching in and enjoyed doing all of these different types of things. We're thankful to parents too for encouraging their children to watch in, to grandparents, to whoever it was that told a little one, oh, are you going to watch in the videos? And we are so thankful to our church family for supporting these videos. And most of all, we are thankful to the Lord for how he did use these meetings to speak to boys and girls. And even our last Bible club that we did back there last summer of last year, we heard of a little girl coming and asking the Lord to be her saviour. There may be many more that we don't know about who even was spoken to through these Bible clubs. And we do thank the Lord for how he did speak to boys and girls and others as well. And it may be that someone was just scrolling through and this video popped up and they watched it. Or maybe unsaved parents or grandparents watching in. And we just don't know how many people these videos have reached. And we are so thankful to the Lord again how he did allow us to do this work for him. Even when we seemed like we couldn't, the Lord did open this door for us. And there's just a few more photos. And there were some very excellent crafts. Some of their very talented children or some very talented mummies out there who put in a lot of hard work for that Amazon voucher, but they did very well. And there's some just from our Christmas one as well. And like I said, these videos, the Lord can use these videos, and we do pray. And I would ask you to pray that he will continue to use these videos and to speak to people who might watch in. And the great thing about the online work is that all of those videos are still there, still on Facebook, still on YouTube for people to go on and to watch. And you never know, sometimes they pop up on my YouTube, the videos come up and I see my face and I go, or Robert's face or someone's. And they are still there and people can still watch them. And people still do watch them to put them on for their kids maybe on a Sunday. And so we would encourage you to pray and continue to pray that the Lord will use these videos to speak to boys and girls. Now, although the online work is great and those videos are still there and they still can be used, you cannot beat having the kids in front of you and having the kids in church and having them there. And thankfully, last year we were able to get back to doing in-person holiday Bible clubs again. And that was really wonderful, and it was great to have a full summer booked out speaking to boys and girls. And my first Bible club was in Kesh, which isn't too far from here, but for me it's about 2 hours from my house to get down to Kesh. But I was more than willing to do that 4-hour round trip every day down to Kesh that week to speak to the boys and girls there. And I think it was one of the first kind of proper in-person meetings that I had. And it was just wonderful. And it was great to be able to go back and actually have kids in front of you again and to hear them singing and be able to interact with them and to be able to speak to them face to face. It really was wonderful to be able to do that. And I think there was a little bit of fear maybe among most of the churches that I helped out at last year. There was a little bit of fear about whether the kids would come out or not. And there was a bit of fear, perhaps, you know, there's 2 years that had been missed. Maybe they wouldn't want to come. And there was that bit of fear. However, it was really amazing how the Lord did bring the boys and girls out. And nearly everywhere that I was at, there was a lot more children than what was expected. And just one example of that was Larne. I did Larne's Holiday Bible Club. And on the Monday, the first day of the Bible Club, Reverend Brown had rung me and said, listen, if we get 15 out, that would be great. And I said, that's no problem. 15 is grand. And so I headed down to Larne, and I got there and the place was like, there's more than 15 children here. And they just kept coming and coming and coming. And if you've ever been in Larne's church, there's a wee room behind their main church building, and it just got filled up and filled up and filled up. And there was 35 come out that first night. And there were so many that then they had to take out to the main church building. And it was new children they'd never seen before, children that they hadn't even seen before COVID, and they were coming back again. And it was wonderful to be able to even see that and to be so encouraged to know that those children were coming out. And then even to hear that come September, when the children's meetings start up again, that those children were coming back out again. And so the Lord really did surprise us in a good way. And he even brought those boys and girls out, and that really was an encouragement for last year. And bringing the work right up to date, like I said, the work pretty much in the church is pretty much back to normal again. I've been able to go and to start children's meetings and to take part in Sunday schools, youth meetings, and to start even deputation meetings again. And again, this summer, we had a full summer booked for Holiday Bible Club. Summer is usually our busiest time of the year as children's workers. And it really was lovely to have another summer booked out with Holiday Bible Clubs and a real opportunity to reach many boys and girls with the gospel all over Northern Ireland. But a real answer to prayer is about our schoolwork. And our work as children's workers has really two branches to it. There's the church work and in the school work. And a great answer to prayer is that we have been able to get back into schools again, and schools have opened up to us again after the pandemic. And during the pandemic, the schools were closed. And so we decided that we would do some online assemblies for schools to be able to use. And these assemblies were put up on YouTube, only about 10 or 12 minutes long. And these assemblies had a chorus, a prayer, and then the Bible lesson or object lesson. And these were there for schools to go on and use, free for them to use, available for them to use. And we were able to contact those schools that we had been in before COVID and let those principals know that these assemblies were there for them to use. And a lot of those principals came back and said, oh, this is great. It's really wonderful to have something very simple and easy to use. All they had to do was go on and press play. And they were very appreciative of these assemblies that we had done. Now, Robert had the great idea of contacting every school, every primary school in Northern Ireland. I don't think he realised how many primary schools there are in Northern Ireland. There's a lot. However, we set about to the task anyway. And I took County Antrim and County Londonderry. And I think it sent about 250 emails out to primary schools. Sadly, didn't get 250 responses back. However, we did get into some new schools and make new contacts with new principals. And that then led to, when schools opened again, we were able to go into those schools in person, which was a real blessing, a real encouragement, and a real answer to prayer that even those new doors were opened onto us. But the schools at the minute, really the schools have only really opened up in January of this year. So at the beginning of this year, and it has been slow. Schools have been a little bit more cautious, and we understand that, but a little bit more cautious about having us in. And especially at the start of this year, things were slightly different. You maybe only got to speak to half the school at a time, and then the other half another day. Whereas one school I went to, and you sat on a computer screen, and all the kids sat looking back at you, which was a strange experience. But the gospel hasn't changed, and we were able to go in and speak to those boys and girls. And this September, things have pretty much got back to normal with our schools again, and we're very thankful we've been able to get into schools. I was in a school this morning up at home, and it's been nice to be able to go back and to see those kids again, and to reach kids who weren't spoken to even over the past 2 years, who maybe would never have gone to church, anything like that, to be able to go and to speak to them. And that's why school work is so important, because you can reach many children who would never go into church, who would never go to children's meeting, who would never go to Sunday school. And they're there, and they have to be in assembly, and they have to listen. And you might only get 5 or 10 minutes with them, but the Lord can do really wonderful things in 5 or 10 minutes. And you've all the teachers there as well. And it is a real opportunity for the schools to be able to go in. But I would ask you to pray for the schools. It is looking like it's going to get harder for us to get into schools and to speak to pupils about the Lord Jesus Christ. I was speaking to a principal, I believe he is a Christian principal, the other day, and he was saying that there's a lot of pressure on principals to not let us go in. And he did say, it's getting harder for us to allow you to come in and to do assemblies and to do after-school Bible clubs. And there is a real push to keep Christ out of the schools. So I would ask you to pray for that, that the Lord would step in, and that even these people who would desire to keep us out, that the Lord would even blow on their plans, and that we will still be able to keep in our schools and to go in every opportunity we can, and to reach the gospel there, to speak the gospel there to the children. I'd ask you too to pray for even us, our safety, as we continue to go around schools and churches again, safety on the roads as well. And most importantly, I would ask you to pray that the Lord would use this work that we do for him, in the salvation of many boys and girls in our churches and in our schools. And this is our greatest desire above all. This is why we do this work, so that children will be saved and will give their lives to him. Children's work is a really vital part of God's harvest field. And as the saying goes, a child saved is a life saved for the Lord. Our children are so important. And bringing them up in the ways of God and the ways of the Bible is more important than ever. And we do have a responsibility to tell the generation following the things of God. And we read that little phrase there, a generation following, that psalm that we looked at the beginning tonight. And I would just like to turn to that psalm just very briefly. Verse 13 of that psalm, we have that little phrase there, mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. And this psalm is a really wonderful psalm, and if you take the time to read through it, it is a psalm that talks much about what God has done for his people. And we see many attributes of God down throughout this chapter. In verse 1, we see God as our Lord. In verse 2, we see God as our King. We see there the city of the great King. In verse 3, We see God as our refuge. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. In verse 8, we see our covenant-keeping God. God will establish it forever. Verse 9, our loving God. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. Verse 10, our just and righteous God. In verse 13, which is the verse we want to look at very briefly tonight, we see God as our protector. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. And that wee phrase there, tell it to the generation following, is a phrase we want to look at tonight. And it's a really phrase that asks the question, and the question is, well, what is this it? What are we to tell to the generation following? What are we to tell to our boys and girls who are coming up behind us? Well, we are to tell them about God. We're to tell them about the God that is described here in this chapter. We are to tell them about the safety that they can have in God and of the great defence that he is, especially thinking about the times we're living in at the minute. And I'm sure at times our children can get scared and they can be fearful. Maybe they hear something on the news. Maybe they overheard people talking about something and they can get a little bit scared. And I'm sure they have wee worries and wee fears. But we can assure our boys and girls that God is their defence. He is their protector. We can assure them that God is their refuge and strength in times of trouble. And that's why we have to tell them what God has done in the past, even all throughout the Word of God, and what he can do for them in the future. We also read there to consider her palaces. And when we read that little phrase there, consider her palaces, surely that reminds us of heaven. And we are to tell our boys and girls about heaven and the only way they can get to heaven, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are to pray that our boys and girls will accept God's offer of salvation and then assure them there, as verse 14 tells us, that their God will be their God forever and ever, and he will be a guide for the rest of their lives. Our children are so important, and teaching them the ways of God and of the Bible is more important than ever. They are not only the future of our church, but they are our church at present, and we need to teach them the truths of the Word of God. We need to teach them about what the Bible says about how they should live their lives before God. And that means that we're not just to stop at telling the stories from the Bible and not applying even the truths of those stories to their lives. And yes, the stories in the Bible are wonderful, but we need to teach them what they can learn from those stories and what the application is for them, even about how God wants them to live their lives. And we need to give our boys and girls a good foundation to build on. We need to teach them about sin. We need to teach them how they can be saved and why they can be saved. And then teaching them how to live their lives as Christians and what God expects from them and everything that comes with that. And that's something that weighs quite heavily in my own heart for our boys and girls who are already saved. And yes, we should take every opportunity we can to preach the gospel and to teach the gospel to our boys and girls. But we shouldn't forget about our children who are saved. They need leading, they need guidance, they need help in their young faith and their walk with the Lord. And we are to feed them the Word of God, and we are to break it down for them so they can understand even the deep things. They can understand them in a simple way to help them in their walk with the Lord. And hopefully then, if we give them that good foundation and help them even as they're young in their walk with the Lord and teach them how God wants them to live their lives, hopefully when they grow up, even into their teenage years, and we all know how difficult it can be to be a teenager and a Christian, hopefully if we do give them that good foundation to build on, that when they get up into those difficult years, that they will stay close to the Lord and that they'll know even how they are to behave and what they are to do and what God has done for them, even as Christians. And, you know, the wonderful thing is that you don't have to be up in front of a screen. You don't have to be up on Facebook or on YouTube to tell the boys and girls about what Christ has done for them and how wonderful their God is. We can all be part of teaching our boys and girls. And very simply, just by speaking a word to them, just by speaking to them, by telling them about God, by telling them about what God has done for them. And whoever it might be, whether it be your children, whether it be your grandchildren, whether it be your nieces, your nephews, your friends who've got kids, the children who come to this place, whether you're a Sunday school teacher or a children's worker, whoever it might be, any children who are in your life, children that look up to you as examples, all you have to do is simply speak a word to them. And we are commanded to do that. We are commanded to tell our boys and girls about God. We are told there in Proverbs 22, verse 6, to train up a child in the way that he should go. Our kids are very sadly grown up in a world that is full of sin. And they're going to be taught things from certain schools and from the internet, from social media, from whatever it might be, the TV. They're going to be taught things that are totally against the Word of God. And they're going to be taught those things are normal. There's nothing wrong with what they're doing, that they're not responsible to anyone or do anything. And so we do have a responsibility. We are the only ones that can do it. we have responsibility to tell the generation following the truths of the Bible. And that is what we were trying to do with FPC Kids and with the work that was even done before the pandemic and the work that we're doing now. So I finish off tonight by asking you to pray for this work, to pray for us as children's workers as we do go around the country telling boys and girls about the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd ask you to continue to support the work and continue even to spread the work, even these videos. Continue to tell others that these videos are still there. And ultimately, we'd ask you to pray that the Lord will use this work for his own glory in bringing many little ones onto the Saviour. And to even tonight that here in Enniskillen, that you will take the boys and girls here in this place upon your own heart and that you will pray for them. Pray that the Lord would save them and pray that the Lord would lead them on to himself. And I do hope tonight, even as you have been reminded of the work we've been doing and even of the Lord has been doing, that you will have that renewed desire in your heart to pray for your boys and girls here in Enniskillen. You know them, you know all about them, you know their names much better than I do. Pray for them, love them for the Lord, and even covet them for the Lord, that he would even save them and that this place will be filled, even with boys and girls and all the different works that you have here. So I do hope tonight that you have been encouraged to hear what the Lord has been doing, encouraged again to continue to pray for children's work and to pray for your boys and girls here, and even pray for us, that the Lord would give us help as we continue to work for him and continue to strive to reach as many boys and girls as we can with the gospel. So thank you very much for having me along tonight. Thank you.